Hello.
Hello. How are you, Lucy?
Okay. It's a day of back-to-back and overlapping meetings. So,
Yes, it is. Yes, this is my fourth.
yeah, I had one at 10 that went to 11, and one at 10:30 that went to 11:30, and one at 11 that went to noon, and here we are. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a central time, so it was 9, had to drop out for a 9:30, and then a 10, and now this one. And then I have another one after lunch, and then I go to therapy.
Oh, well, you'll need therapy after all this
After all
for
those
sure.
meetings, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Julie's here. Rebecca was going to attend as well. Do we see Rebecca on yet? And do we have
No.
Christine on?
And no.
No, to Christine. All right. Well, it is only just exactly noon, so let's give it a minute here.
Did we invite Jennifer? Because she's not normally on here, but if we're talking about WolfCon.
Well, the portion that she's involved in with our WolfCon presentation is largely set.
Okay,
So,
right.
I think we can run over that. We've got those questions already on the panel. The part that I wanted us to touch base on today was more around the what are we going to say around our prioritization efforts.
Okay.
But we do need Dennis here too, and he is also. Oh, here's Christine. Okay.
Lucy, I
Rebecca's.
want to ask, since we haven't exactly started yet, do we have like, I know some of the SIGs have like a topics page for if you want to discuss something or put something
Yeah,
on the
we do.
agenda.
Yeah, we do. Let me share, and I will. Now it's. I don't know that anybody's used it in recent memory, but
Okay.
we do have one that was pointed
Right.
out to me, I believe, by Dennis. Why is
Well, I
there?
definitely have something that I'd like to put on an agenda for future discussion. So,
Okay.
if the process is to use the topics page, then I'll do that. And if the process is to just to
Well, and
slap you,
also,
I'll
I'll
do
just point
that too.
out, Vivian, you're a co-convener, so
Oh, I
you
know
can just
that,
add
right? I know that, but
it. You don't need anybody's permission.
all right,
But
fine. I'll.
let me find that page again. Hold on a second. Something
Well, I
happened
mean, if
where
we're not using it.
I mean, it's not that we're not, it's there, but it is under, I believe it's under consortia parking lot. Yes. So if you go to the,
Yeah, consortium parking lot.
you
Okay.
see it now?
I
Okay.
do. I do. Here it is. Okay. Coolio. Yeah,
All
there's
right.
almost nothing on it.
Yeah, we have not been using it regularly. All right. Do we have, we still don't have Den. Oh, Dennis is here. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello.
I think we have two places where you can add topics now. Because we have the consortia parking lot, and then there's a requirements. We should probably clear this up.
Is the requirements one all requirements, or was it?
Just wait, let me. I just want to double check here because.
Yeah, that's another place. Okay, so I guess parking lot is probably stuff that comes up in our meeting, and the consortia requirements topics is probably an area where people could
Right.
add. Yeah, let me share just so everybody's seeing the same thing.
Well, I mean, it would be good to have a protocol in place that we agree on. This is how people who aren't the conveners, people who aren't the co-con, this is how people who aren't the co-conveners get stuff on the agenda.
So here's the requirements topics one, which is over here on the left, which I think would be somebody who wants to prompt us to discuss something. And then the parking lot is for things that I think maybe just we decide ourselves that we want to pursue. Let me go back to the main page.
Yeah, I
There.
suppose, yeah. Parking lot is more about like topics to discuss about the SIG itself. And whereas consortium requirements topics would be like functionality. You want to talk about how Folio does things, or you know what I mean?
So, for example, a discussion of how to get things onto the agenda would go in the parking lot. And then
Right.
if you actually wanted to get something on the agenda, that would go in the requirements.
That's very meta, yes. All right, Julie, is Rebecca going to join us today? Do you know?
I think she's on her way right now,
Okay.
actually. So maybe she'll be here momentarily.
Well, I suppose we could flip the, let's do this. Let's flip the agenda. Let's talk about WolfCon real quick. So let me share my screen again here. And WolfCon is obviously coming up next week. And we have talked quite a bit about what we're going to say there. The one thing we haven't done yet is the very last part. So just to remind everybody, we have a Folio for Consortia session at WolfCon next week, Tuesday from 1:10 to 2 o'clock. And we've already brainstormed some questions. Dennis has those list of questions. Dennis is going to be our moderator here. So I think we have a ample list of questions, Dennis. I think we have far more questions than you're actually going to have time to get to. But that's always good to have more rather than less. And myself and Vivian and Jennifer will be the speakers on that. And probably Vivian and Jennifer will have far more to say than me because we're not live on Folio at this point. But we can still talk about kind of what our expectations were and perhaps the what's going well and what could be improved will be. Perhaps I will have more to add in those areas than others. And then also a brief look perhaps on the development roadmap. And then we also said that we were going to have a review by the consortia conveners, myself and Vivian, of emerging consortial priorities. So we have been, let me go, are you gonna, if I, let me see if you follow me when I click back over to this tab. Are you now looking at about the consortia SIG?
Yes.
Okay. So we have had this page up for a while now, asking folks to vote to help us prioritize our work. And my thinking was, especially that we have, you know, a great panel discussion in only 50 minutes, that our review of emerging consortial priorities would be more about kind of presenting this and encouraging people to take a look at it and weigh in, rather than saying these are our consortial priorities. So if you click here to consortia related issues, you know, we do have a number since the last time we looked at this that have been voted up, and bulk edit Folio instances is still the number one priority, but we have a few others that have risen to the top here, including sharing publication patterns and unsharing or demoting a shared instance to be a local instance. Central management of import profiles also has 6 votes. And, you know, perhaps we will get even more feedback at, after WolfCon, and then we can, you know, take a look at these. And as we have been doing with our list of things that are tagged as relevant to consortia, perhaps bring in the appropriate product owner and talk through what's the status and is there anything you need from us? Obviously, if it's, you know, in refinement, that's a different level of input needed than something that is, you know, open or draft, or if you scroll down, there's probably others. Well, no, they're all open or in draft or in retirement. Blocked, you know, perhaps Dennis needs some assistance with this blocked one. I don't know. But anyway, that was my thinking. So does that sound like a good approach to everybody for WolfCon next week? Okay. All
Yes,
right.
absolutely.
Great. Then
I just kind of wanted to say on that topic, like, it would one of the goals of that be sort of encouraging folks who might attend this session to get engaged with the SIG, like to attend this group, contribute to this group. You
yeah.
know, it's like we're kind of telling them this is what we're up to. This is the type of work the SIG is doing. You know,
Okay,
if
sure.
you're interested or you can contribute. I think it would be great to highlight that
Okay, so
when.
this is the role of the consortia SIG, you know,
Yeah.
Vivian. Okay.
Why
Okay.
you would want to attend this group, right? To see, because I imagine there will be quite a few folks there. Probably folks who don't really attend or haven't attended or don't attend regularly. And so giving them a better sense of what we're doing is it's a good way to, increase engagement.
And I know it came up fairly recently as a request. Actually, maybe it was you, Julie. I don't remember. Somebody on our implementation team recently said that they wanted to understand more about the SIGs and how they work and kind of what their role
Yeah.
is. So I think, we shouldn't assume that everybody who is attending WolfCon understands what SIGs are. Sometimes I don't understand what SIGs are, but
Yeah, and which one to join, right? I imagine that would be pretty daunting because there are quite a few. So
And joining versus joining, what is joining?
yeah, what is joining? Exactly, all those things, yeah.
Showing up and watching is joining, really. All right, so let me stop there then. That's so we kind of flip the agenda. Darcy is taking notes for those of you who don't normally join us. But we flipped the agenda there, and now we will transition to a conversation with Christine Schultz from who is the metadata management product owner. Christine, do I have that correct?
I am one of them.
You are
My
one of
team
them.
focuses on MARC cataloging and searching and inventory and MARC authority.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks for jumping on. And I did share the write-ups that the Galileo team have provided. So just a little bit of context for those of you who were not either at EBSCO or on Gal or are members of Galileo. We are in the middle of our implementation at this point. We have delayed our go live from July to December and have an additional round of user testing that we're going to be completing before we make a final go live decision. But we have a couple of things that have come up that we felt good that the team asked if they could discuss in more depth. And we felt that the best way to do this was instead of having this just be a Galileo discussion, have this be a more externally focused opportunity for others to weigh in. This is an open source product. Let's take this back to the open source community. So just a caveat that our implementation of Folio is in the enhanced consortial support model. So this may not be fully relevant to everybody, although I suspect at least some of it will be. But let me go ahead and pull up the documents. And then Julie, would you be willing to sort of give a high level overview of them while I'm pulling them up?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'm going to pull them up and you can start talking whenever you're ready. I have to find them first. Give me one second. So this in the sources. There we go. So I'll start with this is the ECS inventory search item status issue doc.
Okay.
And I don't know if I can make it bigger or not. Let's see if I can.
Right now, we're not seeing anything.
Oh, well, I have to share it first. Yeah. I have to do that too. Thank you. Share and there we go. Share. Okay. Now, are you seeing it?
Yes.
All right.
So, yeah, Lucy is sharing this document about item status that we created. So, basically, what the document is showing, I don't know. Lucy, can you maybe
Make it
zoom
bigger.
in a little bit?
I'm
Because
trying to. I
I
don't know
kind
if.
of want to see the facets on the left-hand side of the screen. But so what the document is explaining is that when you go into the inventory app and you use the held by facet to select, say, your institution, and then maybe you want to look for missing all your missing items or whatever. So you could use the item status facet and choose missing. So what comes up is this list of instance records. And when you click on a title in ECS, when the record is shared, you may find that your particular inventory is not actually missing. And that is detailed in the second page of the document, I think, Lucy.
Let me go back to, I'm sorry, I just downloaded it and I'm going to open it up in Word instead. And
Oh
then I
yeah,
know I can do it
that's
there.
great.
But there we go.
That
Let
can make
me
it
make that
larger.
bigger. Yep, there you go. Is that better?
I think it's getting there. It's a little
Well, another one? Okay.
yeah, that's good.
All right.
So yeah, so you can see there the facets on the left side of the screen where I have or Sean, I think, made this document actually changed the held by to University of Georgia, and the item status to missing, and then it just went away for me.
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two things at once. Let me go back to where we were. Is it back now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I'll have to do the second one
So,
after we get done looking at this one.
you see that this list of records has come up as well. And if you scroll down to the second page, Lucy, and you can see that, we've clicked on a title here where ideally we want all of our UGA's items in this list to be missing. But in fact, this item is available. And what's happening is that one of these other institutions under consortial holdings does have a missing item. And that's why, this record is being displayed to me. But at UGA, I want holdings and items to be local. And I've tried to limit this by my institution, but it's not successful.
And then there's one more page. You want me to go to that one too?
Sure. Yeah, so that yeah, this is just pointing out which, and this looks like Savannah State's item is actually missing, even though the search has supposedly been filtered to UGA.
Okay, this is really funny because I just added this very topic to the topic list.
Can I just say
This is
that
what I
this
get for
isn't
not paying attention. But yes, this is exactly an issue that I have been dealing with.
It's not particularly a consortial issue, I'd say. I mean, I don't know if the consortial code underneath is different for inventory, but you see this, in a single tenant setup too, where you're looking for if you're in the this one I see is the item tab selected, but I know that if you're in the instance tab and you search for like the status missing or whatever, you might. And you try to look for a particular one particular location or a few locations, you're going to get other instances. You're going to get instances that include that location, and the missing item might not be in that location. So it's the same problem. So it's not, it's a folio issue that everyone has, is what I'm trying to say. I can,
There is
oh, go ahead,
a
Vivian.
hi, Christine. I'm wondering if you and I were gonna, well, Christine and I have had correspondence on this issue. There's a JIRA for this issue. UX prod, where's that? There's a JIRA for this issue, UX prod 4896, that formerly had been scheduled for. It was either Sunflower or Trillium, and it's now not scheduled for anything. And Christine and I had correspondence, and she said that it's off the roadmap entirely.
Vivian,
Or at least it's not currently on the roadmap.
this is one the feature you're referencing, thanks, Vivian, is not necessarily the feature that speaks to the issue we're looking at here.
Okay. All
This
right.
is Vivian, you and I have definitely talked about this issue, and this was the conversation with nested objects. Which was, let me get that feature. It was this one.
So, Christine, do you want to go ahead and speak to this one and then we can go to
Sure.
the other one? Okay.
Of course I can. So yes, this is one that, as Vivian mentioned, we have talked about a bit, and it has to do with the way the holdings and items data is structured in the JSON objects. So what this means is that the filters, as you are seeing in the example, are almost acting like an or as opposed to an and. And this has to do with what we're looking across different records, different record documents. So originally we were had a an approach called nested objects, which would change the structure of that JSON to support this use case. But that is a very complex, very large change. So we came up with a potential alternative solution, which would be less complex, easier to manage, less impact across Folio. And that solution has to do with creating separate indexes for holdings and items. So that is that story I posted in chat, the ARC 326. And that is currently being worked on by a solution architect with the plan to get it done within Trillium. The investigation, the solution design. So this would allow that use case of finding all missing items at my institution.
I'm just trying to log into Jira real quick. Sorry, it's sending me codes. Apparently, haven't been there in a little while. Oh, I have a new computer. That's why. That's why it's sending me codes. But I was going to pull it up so everybody could see.
Christine, I apologize if I misrepresented you. I just, this is, and it, I guess these two particular issues are so closely resemble each other that I may have gotten them confused.
No, it's okay. I also apologize because I wasn't thinking of them in the same context. But they are very closely related. And how they're written is kind of confusing, the two different features.
So
Christine,
for those of
for the
you who,
notes, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get the notes. Christine Young, you said it's with a solution architect, but it's not really on the roadmap and there's no version assigned to it yet, right?
Trillium, it says.
The
Oh.
you're right, it's with an architect, so the investigation is in Trillium, but not the implementation of the solution.
Okay.
Thanks for
Okay.
clarifying.
So if some typically if something is in an in under investigation in one release epic or whatever, is that mean it's going to be implemented in the next one? So we'd be looking at an umbrella leaf, or is it really you don't know until you do that investigation how long it's going to be?
It is that you don't know when it's going, the implementation is going to be scheduled based on the investigation. So
Okay.
if this, so it's not always that it'll be split amongst two releases. This one just happens to be complex enough that it is unrealistic to implement it in the same release. But it's not
Okay.
unheard of that the implementation and the solution happen in the same release.
Okay. And would you, so you're saying that you would agree that this is also not a consortial specific issue?
I do agree with Darcy. It does have to do with the combination of specific filters and facets, yes, even non-consortia.
Okay. And is there any consortial feedback that you're looking for, or any feedback that the Galileo folks could give you beyond what you already have? Or, I mean, sounds like others are having this problem too, that anybody else could give you beyond what you've already got. Are you, would you like folks to add anything to the Jira tickets or use cases or anything like that?
I think we're all set. The document that Galileo provided that Julie just talked through is also very helpful. Any documentation is helpful, but we've gotten a lot of great use cases, ECS specific. There are also other ways we hope this solution impacts Folio or supports greater functionality, but as far as what we need for this ticket, I think we're all set.
Okay. And is there a particular priority associated to this one?
This one is currently the highest priority that that solution architect is working on.
Okay. Julie, I'm going to circle back to you to talk through the next one too, but before I do, did you have any other questions or comments for Christine?
I guess I would just wonder, talking about implementing this solution, would this be something where potentially it could change the way that when you do a search, say for an item, what is displaying is not pulling up instance records, but pulling up actual item records or pulling up actual holdings records for a holdings search rather than sort of giving you just a list of instances?
That's a great question, Julie. And that's exactly one of these ideas, the functionality that we hope this solution will support. Eventually, being able to, view the results in the item record specifically or the holding record specifically instead of just the instance-centric results list.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So fully understood, scoped for Trillium. Earliest possible release of this of a fix would be Umbrella Leaf and possibly later. Does that recap it?
That's exactly right.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull up the next one then. Yeah, gotta find it first. ECS Invent, there it is. And share. There it is. I think this is the one. Nope, that's the same one we just did, right?
Yeah, it should say holdings
Yeah.
administrator note, I
I'm just
think.
going to click that other one so I don't keep getting the wrong one. Zoom is not my default meeting app, so there we go. That looks like it. Let me make it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Okay, so currently, as it says here in ECS environments, when you're searching by holdings administrative note, you are potentially going to pull up notes that are unrelated to your institution. So, again, holdings and items, I view those things as local inventories, but you can see in this example here that I'm in UGA's tenant, and I have added an administrative note to one of our holdings records on a shared instance record that says ECS test note in the administrative notes field. And then Lucy, if you scroll down to the next page, now I have logged into Atlanta Metro's tenant, and I'm filtering my holdings administrative note search by just Atlanta Metro's holdings. And I'm typing in ECS test note, and when I do that search, it still pulls up that shared instance between UGA and Atlanta Metro. So this information I would prefer to see excluded from this search, so that we can have separate information by institution in our administrative notes in our holdings records.
I
Oh, and
think
then
there's
the last page, Lucy, is just the screenshot of Atlanta Metro's actual holdings record, where you can see that that administrative note is not there.
okay, see ya.
I can speak to this one as well. I have a couple of questions. Thanks, Julie, for walking through the screenshots. So at first glance, wait, this is only, how do I say this? We are looking at shared instances that also have holdings of the other, of tenant B, right?
Yes, so the instance is shared between A and B.
Okay. Yes, this is because regardless of permissions or affiliation context, a user can search the holdings and items of any institution. They just can't view the record or edit the record without permissions in that tenant. So that's what Folio supports today. This is definitely a request that I would need help on and better understanding the use cases and what the expectations would be, just because this would be a change to the way ECS search works.
Sure, I'd be happy to offer more information, but I can give you a use case right now. So in our migration from Alma, one of the fields that has come up that I think UGA would like to use and other institutions to contain our former Alma collection notes. There's not really an equivalent to this in Folio for our e-resources. Alma uses portfolios and collections to manage e-resources. So what I would like to have done is put, and we're still doing this, but with limitations. So, is put these specific collection notes into holdings notes, which is where we're going to put our URLs as well, so that I can limit in my searches by UGA to filter out these various collections where the names will still be useful to me, but might also be a similar name that another institution has used, something like JSTOR eBooks or something like that. So what we have done to sort of differentiate these names is Ken Hensley is actually going to add the institution's name, and we'll be able to sort of search and filter on that. So it will be like, UGA Alma JSTOR eBooks, Kennesaw Alma JSTOR eBooks to differentiate our collections. But what I would really like to see here is that, I think it's fine that maybe if you're not using that held by facet, if you just search holdings, maybe you do search across consortia holdings records. But if you're limiting using the held by facet, I would think that you would be limiting to your own institutional holdings records.
Is the issue because it, even though it's kind of confusing, you're still retrieving results that your institution does have holdings on.
And results from other institutions.
Well, in the case of the ABAC, sorry, Atlanta Metro example here, that would be really confusing to me if I was at Atlanta Metro to do a search for a holdings administrative note and potentially pull up records where I can't understand why I'm getting this result. I don't have that note in my holdings record. It's similar to the item missing, I guess, idea in that. You're retrieving these instance records that your institution is linked to, but the note itself has nothing to do with your institution.
I see. So if I'm using similar notes across institutions, so if we're all using holdings admin notes and I want to find only the instances where I have holdings that have that note,
Exactly.
I can't do that because it'll also show me the university tenant holdings that
Right.
has that same exact note.
Right.
Okay.
So say I just want to look at UGA's purchased JSTOR ebooks, and I'm sorting those into a collection, for lack of a better term, by using the holdings administrative note, and I'm using JSTOR ebooks as the title of that collection. If someone else is also using a similar title, that's not going to be a useful search. Yes, and Dennis, even if you're pairing with the held by filter, that's what I'm saying, is it doesn't limit the search.
The held by facet will just find instances, any instance
Linked.
that's held by my institution. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was in the, I think you had a screenshot of that showing that in your documentation, Julie.
That's
I
what
think
you're
that's the second
saying.
page.
And I might have misheard this, but it's the it becomes like an and. Or sorry, it becomes like an or if you're doing a search for a specific type of note and filtering for held by, it's actually going to get anything with that type of note or anything that's held by.
I think in this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Julie, but I think in this scenario, it still applies the held by. So it still will only include instances where your institutions have
As
holdings on that instance, but your holdings may not have that note.
I think
Yeah,
you're
so
right
you're.
about that, Christina.
And I would say it is it's a if it's not if the cause isn't the same, it's the exact same situation as with the status and with all, I mean, it's the facets don't take, if you do a search that has a facet, or if you're just looking at the facets are taking all subtenants' records into account. So if I do a search for this admin, I mean, and I guess I'm making the assumption that all of your subtenants are using the same phrasing in for that particular note. So it's going to, so you do a search, you set the held by, and it's going to show you, and your search result are going to be all of the instances that have your holdings and also have a holdings with that particular holdings note, but not necessarily both at the same time.
That's right.
So our workaround temporarily, at least, is to put the institutional name into the note, right?
That is our plan, yes.
So instead of searching for ECS holdings note held by UGA, search by UGA ECS holdings note or whatever.
Right, but we can't plan for every future
And
issue
it is
with this.
totally counterintuitive to some functionality. You know, when you're limiting to sort of like just my institution, you do expect to only see just your institution's stuff.
Exactly. To me, holdings and items are truly local. So when I'm using that limiting facet, I'm expecting to see what is local to my institution.
Were you searching on the instance tab or the holdings tab on in this example?
In the holdings tab.
Is there ever a use case where you'd want to search the holdings and items of, well, never mind. Let me backtrack. So to Vivian's point, in practice, it behaves similarly to the first issue we talked about. If it's caused or limit, the limitation is the same, not sure, but I think it's definitely worth investigating in the scope of that story I put in chat.
Dennis, it's not strictly an OR search exactly because the search is not going to return any records that are held by my tenant where that note is not present in any holdings record. So it's kind of an OR-ish search, in that, you know, yes, it will return anything that is held by me that also has a holdings record that has that note, but it might not be my holdings record. And what is desired is I want to see results that only where it's only my institution that has that holdings note.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Sorry, I was really confused by that.
The limit to the institution is happening at sort of the wrong place, right?
I thought it was the other way around, but that makes sense too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sometimes easier to verbalize it than it is to type it out.
So, Christine, did I hear you just say that you think it's worth examining this as part of the scope of the previous JIRA ticket?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Go ahead,
Dennis.
Sorry, I'm just really curious. Does it behave the same way if you use advanced search? Because I don't know exactly how the advanced search works, but are the fields applied? Like, is the search term built differently if you use advanced search?
No, I believe it would behave the same way.
The same thing. Okay.
Because the holdings and items will search across the holdings and items of all tenants. So even if I apply the and, it'll still behave the same way. But that's a good question.
If I could just say it's the searching across the holdings and items of all tenants, I know that might be desirable to some other consortia, and that's fine, but we need to be able to use the held by facet to limit, is I guess my point here.
So your point is being the held by facet should then only search my holdings.
That's what I would expect would be happening, yeah.
Yeah, it should be like limiting the behavior of any of those other indexes that you choose at the top. so to speak.
Yes, that's my understanding as well.
So, Christine, next steps on this one then. Do we need to do you need one of us to go add a use case to the previous Jira ticket? Can you take it from here?
I can certainly add the one we talked about. Any additional use cases would be helpful, whether it is easier to compile a list and then just send it to me and then I can update the Jira. That would be fine too. I'm happy to do that.
Okay, so we add it. You put two links in there. One is to a, I'm sorry, let me scroll back.
One is to
In,
Arch and one is to UX Prod.
yeah. If we're asking Julie, and Rebecca and potentially other folks from their portion of our implementation team to add additional use cases, where do you want them to add them?
Great question. The UX prod would be helpful.
Okay. So, Julie, do you see that link up there?
Yes, I've got it.
Okay. So if you can add get with the team and Christine will add the one that's in the that you just gave. Well, actually, I mean, if you're going to add them anyway, do you want Julie to do it?
Sure, especially so I don't forget anything. Julie, you are certainly more of an expert on what you're seeing than I am, so that
To
would be
make sure
really
it gets
helpful.
stated the right way. Maybe
Exactly.
Julie.
I don't want to play telephone and mess it up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know it's quite a bit of work, so I really appreciate it.
All right, Mina, you got your hand up.
Yeah, Julie, can you reshare a screen share and show the search for the holdings again? And what I want to do is, have you run it with
I have it. I
someone?
can pull it up. Hold on a second.
Yeah, what I want to, I just want to run it from an account that only has access to one tenant because I know the implementation team members and Gil have more rights on all the tenants. Yeah, Wilhelmina, when I did this test, I used my sort of all powered account in the central tenant, but I logged into UGA and I logged into Atlanta Metro.
Yeah.
I wasn't u viewing it from the central tenant.
Yeah, and I haven't worked as much. I haven't looked as much at the holdings, but like it's really aggravating because there'll be things like where I'll try to search for items that are missing, and it'll be like, well, we're migrating from a system that had 1,000, but now there are 5,000, and it's like, why? And it's like, oh, well, it's finding every single like item anywhere in the system. Even if I click Georgia Southern's things, it doesn't limit it to items held by Georgia Southern. It's titles where like it doesn't take that instance holding item. It doesn't take that and say Georgia Southern's going to apply to that. It only applies like if Georgia Southern has that instance, then it's going to search all the holdings, all the items. And it's like that combination of, sorry, Julie, can you share it again? I'm gonna type the search Is
because
this the right? So that was one with the notes. You're
or
looking for inventory search, right?
for holding notes. Just because I haven't looked at
Okay.
holdings as much there
Okay.
since
Yeah, let me pull it up again. Hold on a second then.
the committee Julie is active with has worked with those more.
And I can actually mean I can just send you the documents after this if you need them.
I just if you just pop it up again, I'll
Yep.
screenshot it. It's
Okay,
because I was
hold on.
talking and then screenshot it.
All right, this one here.
Oh, it's blurry though. Oh, there we go. It's yeah, just give me like 2 seconds.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I've gotten reports of this kind of things
So,
from our customers who are not super users, who don't have access to central tenant
yeah,
functionality.
let me go. Holdings administrative notes. Yeah, it's so this one with holdings is a little bit more complicated, and I can't recreate it when I do one that only has permissions on the Georgia Southern tenant, but it definitely is a thing where there should be just a spec that's like when I'm searching items or holdings and I have that like held by, that I'm not looking for if anything, like if any level of that item is held by, so like if instance is held by, then I want to search all the items and all the holdings everywhere attached to that. It should be like where it's a combination of like if I'm searching holdings and I have held by an institution, that I'm searching holdings at that institution. And that's not like enforced in search. So I can't recreate the specific problem in that slide when I use an account that is only on one institution. But for definitely for trying to do quality control on items that were migrated and try to see just, you know, was lost statuses migrated and stuff, I can't get any kind of search other than with Lists app that is limiting to items that are at Georgia Southern. Like it's always doing items that are attached to a title that is held by Georgia Southern.
Right, because
Does it, yeah.
inventory search results are always instances.
Yeah, but anyway, it should, I think it, I guess it means for me, like I can't recreate that from an account that's only on the Georgia Southern tenant. Like I can't recreate that, but it also shouldn't be a problem for Julie's account. Like when she does that selecting, you know, held by, like it should fix it for her account. It shouldn't be like the intent is to search holdings held by the institution, not holdings attached to instances held by the institution.
Yeah, I think that last part sums it up well, Mina. All right, Christine or Dennis, any other questions around any of this right now?
I don't have any follow-up questions right now, but I may come bug you after I see more use cases, but so far this has been very helpful.
Yeah, nothing for me. Thanks.
Great. And then for we have a larger group than usual here, so let me just circle back to you. If you ever have other thing, this one came in from me as the co-convener, so I used my co-convener authority to get this added to the agenda. But for any of you whoever would like something added to the agenda of the consortia SIG, let me circle back around and show you how to do that. So we do have a, if you just literally Google Folio Consortia SIG, it will come up to this page, okay, about the Consortia SIG. And right now we do have this, front and center on our page, the help us prioritize our work and please upvote our various issues that have not yet been assigned to a particular release. But over here on the left, as we were talking about earlier, there is a consortia requirements topics. And this is where anybody can add in a topic here, add a little bit more context for why you want it discussed, and then we will reach out and find some time to talk about it. All right. Is there any other updates from anybody on the call today? All right, we got WolfCon coming up next week. I hope to see many of you there. I will be arriving Monday night and leaving Thursday. So, and I will be seeing Vivian and Dennis for sure at our consortium meeting, and Jennifer, who's not here today, and also participating in another session on OpenRS. And safe travels to everybody that's going, and we will see you back here in a couple weeks. Bye, everybody. Oh yeah, go
Don't
ahead.
worry.
See
Yeah,
WolfCon.
just one. I'll be at one of the local information desks like all morning Wednesday. So feel free to come up and say hi.
All right. I will see you, I'm sure. All right. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.